Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy.
This
is Carrie and Tommy.
Afternoon, Australia. This is Carrie and Tommy. Hello, Carrie Bickmore.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. Tommy Little, how are you?
Different
good,
voice
sir?
For us today.
That is the gorgeous voice of Dan filling in for Buzz. And Dan, you might not know this, but Carrie, you might not even know this either. Do you know what you've done?
What do you mean?
Inadvertently.
Just you know, in life? I can talk to you about all the things I've done.
Oh, your resume is too long. No, do you realise what you've done?
No.
In this broadcasting world that you find yourself in, you've had a crack at a game yesterday.
That took 8 minutes of airtime. And I think in the end we had to give away how much my bloody grocery bill was.
Okay, that's the negative way of viewing
it. Well, that's actually what happened.
No. My way of viewing it is it could possibly be the greatest thing that's ever happened on the air. Dan, if you wouldn't mind.
Absolutely.
It's time for the greatest ever radio game.
Oh, my God.
Move over, Secret Sound. Chuck out that mystery wheel. Let's play Guess Carrie's Bill.
It was so good yesterday.
We're not doing it again.
We are doing it again.
We're not doing it again.
You told me that you went shopping last night.
Yeah, and I said I went shopping last night and laughed to myself when the bill was rung up. And it wasn't a special number. And I had a little chuckle. And you said, bring it in and we'll do it again. And I said, no, because it wasn't a special number. So no one's going to get this.
Mate, all those people who couldn't get their head around the idea of a special number yesterday are back in the game. 13, 10, 60.
Oh, no.
You've got your bill?
I've got my bill.
You're going to have to guess what Carrie spent on groceries last night. I mean, our phones have already gone.
I'll give you just
this,
a.
People are mad for this.
It was between 100.
No, stop it! Stop
what?
It! Stop it! You give away the clues once we've taken a few calls.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh. This is your idea, not mine. I'm just putting it out there.
I will take the credit for this brilliance.
Okay, call us now.
13, 10, 60 across Australia.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time for this.
It's time for the greatest ever radio game.
Oh, my God.
Move over, Secret Sound. Chuck out that mystery wheel. Let's play Guess Carrie's Bill.
We're not doing this every day, are we? Because I only shop every few days, so.
I'm sorry, mate. You're going to have to start shopping every day. Our first caller, I believe we have Simone from Dubbo. Firstly, Simone, welcome to the greatest radio game ever. And it being first cab off the rank, it's very tough. I'm going to ask Carrie a few questions because yesterday you told them how many days you shopped for. So
yes.
We've got the same kind of information again.
Again, it's only for a couple of days. I haven't had time yet to do the full weekly shop. So this is just to get us through the next few days.
So
a couple of dinners worth.
So Simone, it's quite an easy game for you. All you have to do is guess somewhere between $0 and infinity dollars. And to two decimal places. And if you get that correct, I believe you get a $100 Groupon voucher.
Sure do.
So, Simone, go for it.
$100.
$100 on the knocker.
Okay, where were you yesterday, Simone, when my bill was $100? Babe, I needed you yesterday. Today, no, no.
Sorry, Simone. It was a tough ask being first cab off the rank and having all the numbers in the world to choose from.
And she picked yesterday's bill. Smart woman.
Brent from the Central Coast. Brent, it's not $100 on the knocker. Would you like to have another guess? What is Carrie's bill?
Oh, I'd love to. Firstly, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be part of the greatest game ever.
Welcome to history. It feels great to have you. Thanks, Brent.
I'm probably going to go with $87.65.
Oh, that's a great guess, Brent. Well done, and thank you for playing.
I wish it was that low. I wish my bill was only $87.
So $87.65 is not correct.
No,
sorry,
it's
Brent.
Higher than that.
Oh, we're giving you a bit of higher or lower.
Yep.
So $87.65 and our first number, which was $100, is it higher than both of those?
Higher than Simone's $100 as well.
Oh, okay. Emma from Hobart, we've pretty much given you the answer there, Em. what do you think Carrie's bill was?
$126.72.
Higher. Still higher, sorry,
okay.
Emma.
126 to 72, it's higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it an odd or an even number?
Oh, goodness. Do I work that out after the decimal point or before the decimal point?
That's a great question.
It's an odd, I think, if you're including the decimal points. I don't know.
It's a great question. No.
Let's keep going. This game's going for way too long,
mate. I was trying to narrow it down.
The last number is an odd number. and the last number before the decimal is an even number.
Okay.
Does that help?
Is it higher than 150?
No.
So it's between 126.72 and 150, and we're not sure whether it's an odd or an even number. Stephen, it's on, over to you.
$138.55.
Ooh, higher.
Okay.
Getting there, but higher. We got Michelle on the line. Michelle, how much was my bill?
$139.15.
Nah, higher. Christy, how much was my bill?
Oh, geez, you'd have smashed it. You're not even...
$39.48.
Okay. Is it over $145?
Yes, so it is. It's between $145 yes. and $150. And now I feel really bad for Simone, who was our first caller. She hasn't had any of this help.
No, but
I'm still thinking about
got
the, her.
She got opportunity. Imagine if you got it right.
I know.
We would have shut down. I would have left radio.
All right, next one.
We got Danielle from the Central Coast. Danielle, what do you reckon?
I think
$148.75. Oh, so close, but no.
So you know what we're going to do? So I reckon,
okay, I'm going to say something. Can I say something? So you said $148.75,
yes.
Yeah. There is only one number that is wrong.
Oh! Isn't this exciting? Moira. I mean, bloody hell, Moira. Did you think this day was going to be this exciting? Moira, only one of those numbers is wrong. What do you think Carrie's bill was?
$148.73. No. Ooh. So I'm going to say to you, it was $148. Yeah. And the last number is 5.
Okay.
So it's $148
and something 5 cents. Billy, you're a great man. It's $148 and something 5 cents. What do you reckon the something is?
I reckon it's $148 and 95 cents.
No. Let's go to Jarmo. Jarmo, what do you think it is?
148.65.
No, Hannah. What
what's
do you think
going?
It is?
148.65.
Oh, okay.
No time to dilly-dally on the fact that that was the same answer. Let's move to Lucy in Brisbane. Lucy, please end this game for me because I'm worried it's going to go so long we'll never be able to do it again. And now I'm really into it.
$148.85.
Oh, no. Okay, it's...
No, we'll just keep going. We've got Michelle.
We've got other stuff to get to, mate.
Yeah, Michelle, what do you reckon it is?
Finish it up for us.
$148.35.
Lower. One more. If we got someone else, can go to Billy. Billy, what do you think it is?
No, we've had Billy.
We've already
Kelly
had Billy.
And Coffs Harbour.
Kelly and Coffs. Yeah, you're there,
Kim.
$148.25. Yeah!
Oh, great work. Oh. That is great work. Congratulations, Kel. Oh. I mean, what a game.
That was very well worth it.
Oh, and for any people who have missed out, don't worry, because a guest carrier's bill will be back again at the same time tomorrow.
Oh, and then tomorrow we're going to get Simone, who had the first try, to get the last try, because I still feel bad that Simone was the first caller and didn't
get
any of those
clothes.
It's a tough love
game.
And Kelly, for your amazing effort today, $100 to spend for Groupon, okay? Explore Groupon anywhere. Farting experiences everywhere. Download the free Groupon app today.
Oh, we can check out, mate. We're done.
There's no time left for the rest of the show anyway.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, I'm Mark Boris. Every single day in Australia, people are busting their guts and starting and running their own businesses. It's a big deal. 60% of Australians are hired by small to medium-sized business owners. These guys are doing their bit, buying stock, hiring people, and paying their taxes. So what is it like to start your own business? How do you go from just running a business on the side after work to owning something much bigger? How do you make it your future? Join me on The Mentor, a weekly show on Podcast One where I speak to Aussie business owners who are working through just that. I find out what makes them tick. I help them work out their next steps for their growth and for their future.
The Mentor with Mark Burris. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I've taken some time to really just compose myself after all that fun.
Every Monday. We've got to play it now. I'm really into it.
Every Monday? Every day,
no,
mate.
We're not playing that game every day.
Come on.
Every Monday. I go shopping on the weekend. On the weekend, on Monday, I'll bring you my bill and we'll play the game.
But you have to sacrifice for the show and you can go shopping every day.
I've also got to pay other bills.
That's true.
Okay, so on the weekend.
Guess those as well.
How much is Carrie's power bill this week?
We're going to talk power bills later in the show because they are ridiculous. But for now, I want to talk to you about Saturday morning sport, right? So that's how I spend most of my weekends.
What are you playing?
No, not me. Carrying my children around, trialed around to Saturday morning sport.
Yes.
As you know, children, I do swimming with Evie and tennis with Ollie.
Cute. Yeah. Little kid swimming.
Yeah, it's not so cute because she's still at the age where I have to go in with her. It's not fun.
Okay.
It's cold. I'm getting out. It's cold.
Right.
Yeah. It's good when she's three and she can swim on her own.
Yeah.
Anyway, that wasn't the point of the story. Okay. I go to tennis with Ollie on a Saturday morning, right? So what often happens is Chris takes Ollie first, right, while I go to swimming, and then I come meet up with him afterwards. And often he's the dad on duty doing like the scoring. Right. This is a parent has to come on, mum or dad or grandpa or helper and do the scoring because they're still little, right? Anyway, I bring him a coffee so that he's sitting up on the little high thing, you know, the umpire seat. Anyway, so I walk in on Saturday and there's two courts next to each other.
Yeah, you've got coffees in hand.
Coffees in hand, and there's no entrance to the court that Ollie's playing on, so you have to go on the court that the other people are playing on and walk across.
I know what it's like, when they're bunched together,
Yeah. So anyway, I just stroll onto the other court, right, and I walk through and then I hand him my coffee, his coffee, come back, walk out, and then as I'm walking past this row of ladies, I hear, you know there's a game going on there, yeah?
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, what?
Have you just walked in the middle?
And then I turned around and I was confused because I had seen there was people playing there, but I thought they were warming up because there's no umpire sitting in any stand there. So I thought they were just kids warming up and stuff. I didn't walk like across the court as in like, excuse me, stop the ball. I just walked, you know how there's a court on a court.
Oh, so you're not on it.
Well, I'm not on the actual four squares that they're playing on, but sometimes the ball does go past the edge, so I guess I am on their court.
Yeah, because if the shot goes wide, they're going to run straight into a big
right into me with my coffee, I'll be like, oh, you spilled my coffee.
You idiot kid.
But I'm on their court, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, a little piece of me died inside. I was like, oh, shivers. And then I thought, how do I handle this? Do I go, I know, or, oh, sorry, or I'm going to pretend I didn't hear you and keep walking. They were the things going through my head.
Throw a coffee at them and run? Disappear into
the
Onto car?
The problem was I was actually heading in their direction, so I would have had to obviously turn around and walk the opposite direction, right? And so I thought, I did the wrong thing, even though I didn't think I did the wrong. I'm going to face this straight head on. So I went straight up to them and I was like, oh, sorry. I didn't realise that they were playing a game. And the woman, the next thing she said was, yeah, they are. But then she sort of started to soften. And then I started to go, I don't know what to do. And it was just the most awkward, awkward interaction.
So how did it end?
Well, then we ended up talking about how when they get to like age 12, 14, they umpire for themselves. They don't have an umpire. So that's what they were doing.
Oh, so
they score
started,
for themselves.
You just started teaming up and saying, I can't wait till we're both out of here and we don't have to come anymore.
Well, no. And then they started talking to me. One of them was waiting for a beanie and then the other one was still getting a beanie. So then we started talking about beanies.
Turned into another, our beanies haven't arrived chat.
And they were so lovely. And then at the very end, a lady came to join them. And before she'd even sat down, she said, are you Carrie Pickmore? And then the lady that had said to me, you know, you're walking through a game, said, oh, I was hoping no one would mention that. And I said, what do you mean? And she goes, well, as soon as I'd said the words in my head, I went, oh, that's Carrie Pickmore. And she goes, and then I couldn't take them back, so I had to stand by my view that you'd walked on the middle of the court. And I said, no, but you still should have told me that, regardless of who I am, if I walked in the middle of a game, right? Anyway, it all ended up funny. They were awesome women. But the feeling I got, I felt like I haven't felt that for years, that feeling of being told off. Like I felt like I was three again and mum was saying to me, stop doing that.
And you want to revert to, you don't even know me.
I wanted to
get out of my
lie
face,
on the
lady.
Ground and cry. I actually did. I felt, it's horrible being told off as well.
Imagine if you were lying on the ground crying and then she leans over you and goes, and by the way, our beanies haven't arrived.
Anyway, I want to talk about when you've been told off as an adult, when you've been reduced to a small little kid begging for forgiveness. That's how I felt. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. It's the most minor of things, and I don't even think they cared that much. She was just pointing out there was a game on. But it's still that feeling.
Also, oh, okay. I was about to say, I didn't feel like she should have told you off.
No, she should have. can't just walk in on people's
games. You said you weren't on the court.
No, but I was on the court in a roundabout way. If someone had done a big lob, I would have been in their way.
Oh, they're kids. Who's doing a big lob?
It's not Agassi playing. I get that. Anyway, 13, 10, 60. Yep. When have you been told off as a grown human?
Great. Okay. And did you snap and throw your coffee at him and say, you know what? Your beanie's coming, lady. Join the queue like everybody else.
13, 10, 60. We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Talking, when have you gotten into trouble as an adult?
Yes, because on the weekend I was at tennis. I walked in the middle of a game that some kids were playing on a court.
You walked in the middle, mate. You walked around the edge.
Okay. I walked on a court where a game was going on, and this gorgeous woman reminded me that there was a game going on, and I felt so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Well, she did tell me off.
We're doing phones on when have you been told off as an adult. She told you off.
In a polite way. But I felt like I was reduced to a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
And it was embarrassing. And I want to talk to Melissa in Melbourne. Melissa, when have you been told off as an adult?
Oh, my goodness. I just got off the phone with my father, and I bought a poke me bowl on a credit card that's linked to his credit card maybe like 4 months ago, and forgot to pay the bill. So I definitely just got a huge tongue lashing about responsibility.
Now, for anyone that doesn't know what a poke me bowl is, because I've had one and they cost a frickin' fortune, but can you tell everybody what a poke me bowl is?
It's like a sushi, but in the bowl. And I mean, it's really delicious.
So that's what you're getting told off for buying a sushi bowl.
Isn't he kind of happy that you're looking after yourself?
Right, healthy decisions.
Yeah.
What were some of the words he used in his telling off?
Oh, just like, where do you expect to be if you can't pay your credit card bills? And all that interest, you're just throwing your money away.
You're a disappointment.
What did you say, Mel? Did you say, I'm so sorry, this is a new phone. Who's this?
I just changed my number. I was like, oh, so sorry, I forgot about that. I'll transfer the money over right away.
Yeah, that's the best. That's the best way. Kill him with kindness.
Hopefully when he gets a bit older, his memory starts to fade and he doesn't realise that you haven't paid it back and that's fine. Yeah, Saganda, when have you been told off as an adult?
When I was parking on the nature strip of a neighbor's in front of their garden, I was going to boot camp. I was running late. I was getting my baby out of the car and I had my tire on their nature strip. And this old man came out and goes, you know, you can't park there. I'm like, oh, what? And I got really flustered that I ended up like parking on the other side of the road, like really far away from him. But it just, oh my God, it made me feel so small.
But this one gets me, Saganda, because I've been told off for this before. Were you just parked on the street out the front of his house?
I was, but I had like my tire was on like the edge of the nature strip.
Oh.
And he was like, it's been raining, your car's going to leave marks on the nature strip.
Isn't it? You've got a baby. That should be a disclaimer. I've got a baby, mate.
I've got a baby. I'll just start carrying a fake baby around just so I can get it. I've got a baby, mate.
And finally, let's go to Kylie. Kylie, when have you been told off as an adult?
Recently, actually, my daughter swim school, because they couldn't find a surname on the system because it's Sri Lankan and so long, and usually they're pretty cool. And then because I didn't have my key card, she's like, do you know your future? It actually would be so much easier if you had your little key card. And I stood there with my 16-month in my arms and my 4-year-old daughter next to me. I nearly cried, and I'm like, actually, I'm like a single mum and the dad has a key card. Can you give me 2? No, just next time, agree with him and maybe organise next time to have a key card.
So that's what you talk about with your ex-husband as you're doing drop-off and stuff. I need the key card for swimming. Pay me those bills. I need the key card for swimming.
No, I do understand what you're saying about me ruining your life, but if I could just get the little key card off, it'd make my day a lot easier.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, on 13 10 60, I'd love to hear about your bloody big bill. Have you got an electricity bill that you've just, it's arrived in the mail and you've gone, what the, who the, and how the, and where can I rip his head off?
You know the emoji, the face palm emoji? That's how I just did that way too hard.
I know, and you've got a pen in your hand.
I don't know why I was acting that out.
See,
no,
this
one
is what happens, because Buzz is no good at getting sound effects. We've got to start actually hitting ourselves.
That's how I feel when I see electricity bills. Ours, we are in a family home with a couple of kids, and it is absolutely ridiculous. But I have my mum staying with me at the moment.
Yeah.
And she has been sick, so she's staying with us. And her bill for her house arrived to us. Mm-hmm. She's on her own, living on her own in a small little sort of townhousey type thing.
Yep.
She's from the era where they do not leave a single light on.
Okay, so
she doesn't use anything. Do you know she actually has chilblains on her toes? Actual chilblains. I didn't think that was a real
thing.
I
thought that was something my mum used to threaten me with sitting on the heating vent.
Okay,
you'll get chilblains.
I now know what chilblains look like. On her toes because she's so cold, because she doesn't put the heater on enough, because she doesn't want to use the electricity. And I was like, Mum, and then I saw her bill and I was like, no wonder. She doesn't use anything and her bill. And the thing that really got me.
Are you sure there's not any black market deliriums going on in there?
But what got me was that you look at the month's usage, right?
Yeah.
And she was away almost for an entire month. She was overseas, right? And that month's amount on her graph was the same amount used as the month before when she'd been there full time. I was like, this is not right.
So you reckon it's rigged?
I don't know what it is.
What do you reckon?
And then I said, you should call them and fight that. And she said, I don't have time to be on hold for an hour and a half. And I thought, that's the problem. They keep saying to us, call your energy provider and say to them, I'm not happy. I'm going to switch.
Yeah, and then suddenly you've got a massive phone bill because you've been on the whole time trying to get onto your energy people.
Anyway, fortunately today, Malcolm Turnbull has met with power companies and he's doing something about this. They've come up with an agreement on a number of points going forward, which hopefully will bring down the price of our energy bills. The first thing they've come up with is that apparently at the moment when you sign up, often you sign up on discounted plans. That's how they get you.
Yep.
Come on and we'll give you the first 2 years at XYZ price,
you
know, 50% discount or 70% discount. Then what happens is that 2 year ends and it clicks over to the highest possible price you can pay. But you don't know that
your 2 years
They do
this with your phone bill as well. It's a similar type of thing where you just go, oh, suddenly my bill's heaps more. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's because you dropped off the new customer plan.
Yeah, well, how about a call, mate?
Yeah.
So now what the retailers have agreed to is that they will write to customers who have reached the end of their plan and they have to outline, it says in plain English, alternative offers that are available.
Okay.
Including cheaper offers, like a new discounted plan that you can go on to. So that's something that they've said they're going to do.
Best possible price.
Best possible price. They're going to ensure that families and individuals that are on hardship programs, because you can go on hardship programs, are not going to lose any benefit or discount for late payment. So if you're on one of those.
Can they still disconnect them?
It doesn't say that here.
Because it's weird that it's still not seen as an essential service.
What I mean,
because water's the only one that they can't disconnect. Is my understanding
is that right?
of it? Yeah, water they can't disconnect you.
Well, so you can be in the dark, but you can still get
your
a
bills,
drink,
guys.
And there's a whole lot of other things like that. The companies now have to direct you to this government service where you can actually compare.
Right.
And all of this is very well, but it still takes involvement with the companies. It still takes you being able to, you know, you have to do some of the work.
Yes.
So it's a step in the right direction, but it's not a complete answer.
And we've got Lockie on the line. Lockie, I mean, how big are we talking? When we say bloody big bill, how big are we talking?
It was around $962.
So that's for a quarter?
Far
is that right?
That's right, yeah, for the quarter of the year.
Are you running like a factory or are you just running a small little family?
What are you growing, bro?
yeah, you're not meant to experience that. During summer, so that was a bit of an explanation for it, but parents got it in the mail back when I lived with my brother and sister, and they definitely gave us the cop full for it, I could tell you that for sure.
So it's you running the aircon madly because you know mum and dad are paying, is that right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, madly, but it's... Man, it's still a lot of money, isn't it?
I know, but that's the thing, just trying to keep cool. Like, it's not like running the aircon. I mean, I know it's considered quite a luxury thing for many people to run an aircon, but how crazy that just making yourself a bit cooler has to be seen as, oh, do we put the aircon on or not? It's 38 degrees. You should be able to put the aircon on.
Hey, Lockie, this might make you feel better. Hold the line because we've got Chris very quickly. Chris from Brizzy. Chris, how much was your electricity bill?
$2,200.
Oh, mate.
Wow.
What are we talking? Have you got a family of 17, old school Catholic? What are you doing here, Chris?
Mate, it's just me, my missus, and my 3-year-old, and we've got probably 30 halogen lights in the entire house.
And so what's the money coming? Are you
I don't
doing
understand.
what I did when my air conditioner broke, and are you opening the fridge and trying to cool the place that way? Do you know what it is that's costing you all the money?
Oh, it's just the little lights. They're ridiculously hefty on the amount of power they use.
Oh,
so can you change them over to more, like, efficient lighting?
I'm fighting with my real estate to do it, but I've actually taken about 25 of them out of the actual socket.
Mate, wow. Well...
Far out. That's what now you're living in a house with lights dangling out of their sockets because power prices are so high.
Yeah, well, hopefully anyway. this helps.
step in the right direction. As he said, there's short-term, medium, long-term problems they have to solve. They're solving the short-term ones for now. Hopefully they get on and solve the longer-term problems.
I like this outrage on the air. I feel like I'm on the AM. Let's find something tomorrow. What is it tomorrow? What else can we get fired up about? Bloody hell. It's all like it used to be. Used to cost two nickels and a threepence, and we could power the whole village.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, I want to hear from these beautiful people, 131060. I want to know who was on your Hall of Fame from high school.
You're still thinking about this after last night's conversation with Danny Minogue.
Mate, I'm hurting so much.
So last night on the project, we had Danny Minogue on.
Yeah.
And in the middle of our lovely interview about her touring with Take That, all of a sudden you're propositioning her to ask her to help you get on the Hall of Fame, because this is who was on your Hall of Fame at school.
I don't know if you know, but we went to the same high school, and all throughout my time at that high school, I looked at the Wall of Fame, and it was yourself, Kylie Minogue, and
Did I make it to the wall,
yeah,
finally?
There's
okay,
three
cool.
people. It's you two and the late great Brian Naylor. I have been campaigning very heavily to get on the Hall of Fame.
Aww.
I don't know how that makes me feel.
What do you have to do to get on that Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I wish it was just talk about it in public in a really pathetic manner, because I've been doing that for a long time.
Maybe you're just not
famous I think that's it. Sadly, I think that's definitely it. I think you've just got to be famous. And the fact that when I ring the school and say, oi, can I put my photo up?
What did yours look like at school? Because I don't think we even have a Hall of Fame at ours.
Hall of Fame is slightly misleading, because it's literally three photos on a wall.
Oh, right. It's just here's the famous people that went to our school.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm like, chuck a fourth one up there. There hasn't been an addition since a Minogue. Chuck another one up there. Are you on yours?
I don't even remember us having one. I don't even know.
See, I don't reckon we had one before Kylie, and so I reckon Kylie was so famous she started it. And I reckon a bit more, you could start your Hall of Fame.
I think I want a whole theatre.
Okay, you got cocky.
Wow. No, you know when you were at school, there was like theatres named after.
Oh, I'm well aware of what you mean by it. You didn't say it. I'm like, I don't understand the concept. Hey, Dan, who was on your Hall of Fame at school?
Hall of Fame, there was a couple, because we're a big football school as well. But the one that really stands out to me was Anthony Kalia.
For a big football school.
Ooh. Absolutely.
Yeah, was a ferocious little ruck rover, for those who don't know.
Loves it.
Kalia. Mm. See?
Yeah, right.
Oh, he's more famous than me. Let's go. Erica. Oh, Erica, who was on your Hall of Fame in high school?
Yeah, we had a few football and soccer players, but Kevin Muscat, the Socceroos coach.
Yes, Socceroos coach. And was he Socceroos captain back in the day, or have I got that wrong?
Well, I'm not quite sure. You probably know more than me.
Kevin Muscat. See?
But no T Little.
That's one of those names that I get he's more famous than me, but again, you don't...
You don't think he's famous enough to be on that wall, do you?
No, I just want...
Well, why don't we do something about this? We should call them and ask them why you're not on there. Maybe that's just been an oversight.
They won't answer.
Red tape and stuff.
Red tape. I've rocked up in person before. They don't like it. Lou, who's on your high school Hall of Fame?
Betty Cuthbert was.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's a true champion.
I mean,
And they named the new gym after her in 2011.
There we go.
That's the High School in Parramatta.
That's the Bickmore deal. That's
I just need to win some gold medals.
No, you're fine.
That's good. You can't top that, mate. You're a long way to go before you're anything like Betty, so you might be wanting to be on that Hall of Fame for a while.
Well, I didn't go to the same school as Betty. I'm just... So you honestly don't know who was on yours at all?
No, I honestly don't think we've got one.
What do you mean?
Does every school have to have had someone famous go there?
I reckon school has had someone vaguely famous go there. Surely. Have we got any more calls, or is Caitlin flooded out?
Well, only two, so I think that answers the question.
Oh, God. No, I think it just means we're slow on the phones.
Well, that's something we're going to do tomorrow. We're going to get you on the Hall of Fame.
We're going to get a second person on phones.
We're
going
to try and get me a theatre.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We were just talking about who's in your Hall of Fame, because Tommy can't get on his school's Hall of Fame, and we have to talk to India before we go.
Yeah, definitely.
India, who went to your school and was on your Wall of Fame?
Oh, hi, guys. So apparently Liam and Chris Hemsworth went to my primary school.
Oh.
Like, all the teachers can confirm it.
I bet they can.
Although
that's a bit weird, because they were at primary school.
I was going to let it slide, mate. I got it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, everyone says they went to primary school up in, like, the Northern Territory or something like that, but then apparently they moved back down to Melbourne and
Of course. You know who this is really sad for, India? Poor old Luke Hemsworth doesn't even get a mention. Oh, it's always
he probably went there too.
Yeah, he definitely did. He definitely did. It's always the Hemsworth brothers. And they go, you mean all two of them? And they're like, oh, yeah. Hey, I've just looked up Perth College, alumni, your school. And we've got some great people here. You've got a water polo player who won a gold medal at the 2000 Summer Olympics. You've got a gymnast who won two gold, one bronze.
See, it's the gold.
And they're all down the list. You've got someone who did some amazing social work and some amazing work during the Second World War.
Wow.
She was the superintendent of the Australian Women's Land Army. Wow. They're all down the list. You know who's number one on the list? Carrie Bloody Bickmore. There she is. Number one on the list of notable alumni.
I should be below the lady that was in World War II.
No, this just meant, no, mate, she hasn't got a gold logie. We
does this just help my case for a theatre?
No, we need to put you and her, you know what, her name is Sally Carlton, and you're right, she's a hero. We need to get you and her on a wall. We need to make sure that happens. But also, we need to speak to Caitlin.
Hello.
This is Caitlin, our producer who's on the phone.
Getting annoyed at because she only found us two callers.
Yeah, and what's the story, mate? You're so great on the phones and then you just went to water before. What happened?
Look, guys, it's tough when you have a phoner before about electricity and the bills and people are really, really excited about it. They would not stop calling through.
So you had lots, okay.
So we're asking who's on your Hall of Fame and they're going,
$900. How am I going to pay my bill?
Not a joke, guys, seriously. Okay. Would not stop coming through. And then a couple of calls actually came through about your mum, Carrie, and why she might be paying so much.
Oh, what did they say?
Oh, I actually couldn't talk to them because I was trying to get the calls for the funny we were doing.
She's only got one mouthpiece, mate.
Sorry, Mum, can't help you. Caitlin was busy.
Caitlin was busy. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow with another amazing round of Can You Guess Carrie's Bill?
No. Can't believe
weekly,
it's a thing.
Not daily, weekly.
It's definitely a thing. Daily.
Weekly.
We might even split it and do two a show. One in the first half hour, one in the second half hour. You could have a CD of your greatest hits.
We're out. You, everyone.
Goodbye.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.